Now we come to the gospel, and now you'll see why the theme that I've been talking about, you see, is forgiveness and conversion. And now we're going to hear about Zacchaeus, the short man, and what he did. Okay. So, going along, he entered Jericho. I got to find it now, an English text I can read for you while I've got this Greek here. There it is. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Jericho. Jericho is right at the bottom of the Jordan Valley. It's hot, oh, all the time. In the summer, it's 120 anyway in Jericho. But that's where Zacchaeus lived with a lot of other people. So, you see, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now, a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and also, they have it translated, which is okay, αὐτός πλούσιος, and he was rich. Yeah, that's okay. Every tax collector is rich. A tax collector in this culture works for the Roman government. And he buys a contract. He says, you give me Jericho and that area around there, I'll guarantee you 1 million worth of taxes. They say, okay. Now, he's going to raise 1.75 million, and the 3/4 are for him. And everybody knows that. Though he's ripping them off, and that's where they're not going to pay him a dime, the Romans. But whatever he can get out of the people beyond what they want, he can keep. It's a miserable system. That's why tax collectors were not very popular. So anyway, this is Zacchaeus. A man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and also, of course, a worthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. And but he could not because of the crowd, for he, not Jesus, he was short in stature. He's a little guy. Okay. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. So he's climbed up this tree now. So here's one of the big shots of the city, up a tree, waiting to see Jesus. I bet Jesus smiled on that. Jesus reached the place, he looked up, and he said, Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house. Oh my goodness, can you imagine the town? This crook, this guy who rips off our money, and Jesus, the great preacher, the great prophet, is going to stay at his house? And they were quite upset, you see. When they saw this, so he came down quickly and received him with joy. But when they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, he has gone to stay at the house of a sinner. Like if he went to your house, he wouldn't be going to the house of a sinner? But what they meant was like a public sinner, a public crook. But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, well, of course he has, I shall repay it 4 times over. And Jesus said, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. He's a fellow Jew with me. He's a son of Abraham. I am the son of Abraham, but he is a son of Abraham. What a beautiful story, right? The mercy of Jesus. Going after that guy. He could have walked under that tree and just kept on going, ignored him. But he saw him up there, and he knew. He knew this guy can be won over. He doesn't. I would not be giving this stuff, and you wouldn't be listening to it unless the Lord had done something like that for us. God is far enough that we're interested in talking about and listening to the Bible. Which is a mercy. We don't, you know, we're not intrinsically directed toward the Bible. But it's a mercy. And so Jesus got there and he said, Zacchaeus, festina descende, come down, right down, quickly. Because today I must stay at your house. Well, here's this eminent, holy, miracle-working man of God prophet. And I'm the crook in town. And I climb up to see him. I want to see who he is. Hope maybe he'll be nice to me. And he says, come on down. I want to stay at your house. I mean, you have any idea what that is like? What? It's like some eminent person. Say let's just say the Pope. The Pope is walking down the street. And he stops. He looks up at your window and says, come on down here. I want to stay at your apartment tonight. Wow! What have I ever done to deserve this? I mean, but this is bigger. This is the Son of God himself, Zacchaeus. Come down quickly. Don't just take your time. Come on down. For today, I must stay at your house. What a beautiful invitation. And you know the one who really makes a lot of this is Sister Elizabeth of the Trinity. Festina descende, come down quickly, she interprets, come down into the depth of your spirit where the Trinity dwells and worship there. And that was her whole spirituality. He came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, he's gone to stay at the house of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, now look, you know, he was an enthusiastic money gatherer. Now he's an enthusiastic money scatterer. You know, behold, half of my possessions. I'm worth $5 million. I'm going to give $2.5 million away today. You see? And if I've extorted anything from anyone, well, he has. You see? I shall repay it 4 times over. Wow. You see? When the Lord wants to come to visit us, let our hearts be touched and be like Zacchaeus. You know, I'll give back anything, and I'll change. I'm finished sinning in that area, whatever it is, you know, watching impure television shows or being jealous or whatever it is. I'm going to quit it because I heard your invitation. Come down. Dwell with me in your own heart. Retain the memory of God. Be with me. And then you'll be so touched that if you have to make amends, you will. Gladly. So who cares if I go broke? Well, I've got Jesus. That's really enough. And if I got a family to raise, well, he'll show me how to do that. See? I give away half my possessions. And then with the half that's left, you see, I'm going to pay anybody I extorted 4 times over. He must have had a lot of money. And Jesus said to him, today, salvation, Simeron, soteria, has come to this house. Because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. He's our cousin. You know, both you, Zacchaeus, and I in my human nature, though I'm God, we descend from Abraham. And I'm glad to recognize you as my cousin or whatever. And I'll happily stay at your house. This guy, he just melted. And so they're in the house. And he's so thrilled, so happy. He wants to change his whole life. Isn't that beautiful? Now, what we have to do is so carry Christ that they can see him in us and that they do that. You know, in the Eastern Rite, when we bless a house, this is the gospel that we read. For the whole gospel, think about the way you have your wealth. Think about whether you're faithful to your spouse, think about stuff. I'm going to bless your house. And then this line, you see, salvation has come to this house. Quite beautiful. And so even when I do Roman Rite blessings, I read this gospel. First, I have everybody come and repent for their sins and repent to one another. If they're all fighting with one another, what good does it do to bless the house? Make all the wood holy in the house and all the chairs holy and the people a mess? No, you can't do that. You want your house blessed, you got to have a change of heart. And then there's this wonderful practice of enthroning the Sacred Heart. I've known that to free a house of demons, just that. It's beautiful. So anyway, can you see what a beautiful, beautiful portrayal, revelation of Jesus? He's going through this town, and he knows who the biggest crook in the town is. And he's climbed up that tree to get a look at him. And he says, Zacchaeus, come on down. I want to stay with you. Imagine the honor, the thrill, and just knowing, I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven. Jesus will do that with us. Every day, come, I want to stay at your house. Here, body of Christ. Amen. He wants to stay at my house. Every day. If I could just pay attention, let the Holy Spirit show me what's going on, get a glimpse into the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, how thrilled He is to come to me. Wow! He's been thinking about this for eternity, even though I do it every day. Come down now. I dwell in you. Commune with me. Let me change you. Let me love you. I can make a saint of you. You know, I'm God. You let me come and dwell in you through the sacred Eucharist. I can change you completely. I don't know why, but that reminds me of we were down in an African-American, Pentecostal church down in Washington, and this lady was talking to me, a lady from the parish, the church. She said, you know, I was watching all these people saying they found the Lord, but I didn't see a lot of changes in their life. So I said to the Lord, Lord, if you're going to change me real good. I thought, what a great prayer. Taking the Lord seriously. It's not just a ceremony. Change me real good. That's what Zacchaeus had happened to him. And can you see why then this whole thing comes down to the presence of Christ? The Lord, the Son of God, radiant, beautiful, you know, the ravishing object of love and contemplation and praise on the part of all the millions of angels in heaven. And He comes down and comes into my body and says, I want to commune with you every day. Isn't that beautiful? So He says, Francis, hurry and come down. I want to stay with you. Joe, hurry up. Mary, Anne, Gwendolyn, anybody, come, I'm going to descend into you. You descend into your spirit and be there with me. And I can commune with you and change you and forgive you, give you courage, and give you optimism. Amen.